We are a proud member of the 143 Podcast Network.
The Cheers to Comics podcast is proudly affiliated with NSCLiveTV.com. That's No Signal Comics. NSCLiveTV.com. Find the Cheers to Comics podcast on channel 34 of NSCLiveTV.com. No Signal Comics. The best in auction action. Well, hello again, slurs. Welcome back to the Cheers to Comics podcast. I am your host, Brian Wayne, and this is the 208th episode, I do believe. Ah, yeah, this week I'm talking about FOCs in this pull list priorities. The FOCs for the 13th, due on the 13th, as well as the comics that are releasing on Wednesday, the 15th of July, 2020. So, yeah, man, this is going to be fun. Informative in the very least, I don't know. I can't guarantee fun, but I will guarantee you factual information pertaining to the releases of comic books coming out on the 15th and in the near future. Carry on. let's do this. Vault Comics. Sorry, my brain might be having a heat stroke right now is what's going on. It's easily 236 degrees in this fucking studio. So, Vault Comics, Finger Guns number 4. We've got two covers to choose from there. Well, I'm a Southern. Heathen number 12. Don't know what Heathen is, only because I haven't read it. Sounds good though. I do know that every time I read a description on Heathen, I'm like, why am I not reading that? Money Shot number 7. Ew. Hard to believe this book's actually going further than 5 or 6 issues, and that's not anything to do with the quality. It's just, I mean, how long could this story be? But apparently long enough. I read the first issue and I was blown away. It's scientists boning in space to make money on camera for money. Ooh, Vampire the Masquerade number 1. Looks like there's 4 covers to choose from there. That looks very, very, the cover A reminds me very much of a Sandman type of vibe to it, the cover. And then there's 3 other covers beyond that. There's a B, a C, and a D. Ah, there's a David Mack cover, and then there's a foil David Mack cover. Interesting. That's Vault Comics. Let's scoot on up to Oni. Oni Press Incorporated. We have Agretsuko. Yeah, 2 covers to choose from on issue number 5 there, and then we've got Backtrack number 5. Just 1 cover on that from Oni Press, and then we've got a Rick and Morty. I believe this is probably just a one-shot. Mini at best, I would imagine. But the fact, if they do an ongoing of Bird Person from Rick and Morty, I'm stoked. Bird Person is easily my favorite character in the Rick and Morty universe. I haven't watched Rick and Morty in a while, though. But, yeah, I'm sure if I went back, Bird Person would still be my favorite. I don't know. It's a present, so I'm sure it's just a one-shot. But it'll be ordered by moi. And there's 2 covers to choose from there. Is that supposed to be? I don't know what that... It doesn't even... I don't know what's going on there. It's like... anime, kinda. I don't like that. Anyway, moving on, we've got Aftershock Comics. Just 1 from Aftershock. We've got Disaster Inc. number 2 from Joe Harris and Sebastian Perez. Perez. P-I-R-I-Z. I don't know. Perez. So, yeah, I don't know what the Disaster Inc. is. So, but for those of you that are interested, number 2. Gotta order it by Monday. Action Lab Danger Zone. We've got Sweetheart number 3. Sweetheart is just awesome, man. It really is. Sweetheart is awesome. I had the opportunity to read number 2 digitally because this is actually a digital first book, so this is the only book that I got and read digitally in the quarantine during the stoppage. But that only has to do with my media credentials and my abilities to, you know, read books ahead of time. So, there you go. I'm loving the shit out of Sweetheart. With that being said, I don't have a physical copy of number 2. I will have a physical copy of number 3, though. And we've got a bunch of zombie tramp. Moving along, boom. Boom Studios, we've got Boofy the Vampire Slayer, number 16. 1, 2, 3 covers to choose from there. And it also looks like Buffy the Vampire Slayer Willow, number 1, went into a second printing as well. I don't often shout out the second printings, but yeah. Let's see, we've got a Jim Henson Storyteller Ghosts, number 4 of the 4-part miniseries. So that weird puppeteer. 3 covers total, one of them being an exclusive FOC cover. Now, if you're new to the podcast, or maybe you're just new to collecting and you're not familiar with the term FOC, that is Final Order Cutoff. Final Order Cutoff determines really essentially the amount of books that end up getting printed. You know, while the shops are ordering these books, they haven't necessarily been printed yet. That's why they, you know, there's a due date, and that's what the final order cutoff date is. And that determines, yeah, how many books get printed. So, with that being said, that's FOC, but there's also perks to, you know, it's not just a matter of making sure you get your copy, but you also get copies that wouldn't be available unless you did order it pre-FOC. And Jim Henson's Storyteller Ghost number 4 is proof in one of those books. Boom often does FOC variants. And they're doing another one here with King of Nowhere, number 4 of 5. There's 3 covers to choose from on this, but one of which, an FOC variant, which I will be ordering that one for shout. Oh, more FOC variants from Boom. We've got a number 1, though. We've got 7 Secrets, number 1. We've got a main cover, a spoiler cover, and an FOC variant. Now, anything that Tom Taylor and Danielle Di Nicuolo are going to team up and do, I mean, this is... I mean, I don't know how to describe my excitement for this book without any knowledge of what it's about in any way, shape, or form. Just purely based off of the talent writing it and drawing it. That's... Come on. So, 7 Secrets, number 1. So, what's this say? For fans of Once and Future and Undiscovered Country comes an all-new original series from number 1 about 7 powerful secret words, wonders, weapons, and worse, with the power to change the world. For centuries, this order has trusted in keepers and holders to guard the secrets in 7 briefcases against all harm. But when their stronghold is attacked and the secrets put in peril, the entire order must face the greatest fear, an enemy who knows too much and is willing to kill to get whatever he wants. Cool. I didn't even need to read all that. I just know that I'm going to get this book. 1,000% subscribed. And like I said, 3 covers to choose from, one of which being an FOC. I think that's an FOC variant you're going to really want. Yeah, I'm not even giving an image, and I know that I'm going to order it. Let's scoot on up to Dynamite. Okay. Yeah, it's just more Red Sonja. Number 3. Killing Red Sonja, I guess. And then Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys, Death of Nancy Drew, number 3 as well. So that's Dynamite. Yeah, I don't know. I'm impartial to Dynamite, really. They put out a few good titles here and there. They hold a couple of IPs that I really enjoy, but for the most part, it's not that I don't like Red Sonja or Vampirella. It's just that if I were to get into it, with me being a completionist that I am, I wouldn't be able to afford any other comics. That's just all there is to it. So, yeah. And Dynamite. And my point's not liking Dynamite because of that, or being impartial to Dynamite, to be more specific. Is just because if they'll put out 17 covers on issue number 11 for no fucking reason. And it's just kind of annoying, that's all. That's all. That's just me. I'm not saying don't go out and buy Killing Red Sonja, number 3. I'm not saying that at all. Nor would I ever say that. That's just... I don't usually talk about Dynamite books when there's not something not Red Sonja or Vampirella. You get what I'm saying here? Let's move on up to HDW. We've got Crow Lethe, number 3 of 3. Leith? Lethe? It's a new Crow, dude. It's the third issue of a three-part miniseries. Yeah, man. Oh, and look at that. Peach Momoko. Peach. Alright, I'm gonna stop for a second here. Why am I the only one that's not stoked on Peach Momoko? Like, what the fuck is special about Peach Momoko? I just don't get it. It's... So she knows how to Japanese-style-y draw? Is that... Because that's a term. Look at my smart ass judging something. I don't know, man. I just don't understand the hype around all of her covers. But this is just a cover A, so there you go. I don't know. I just don't get it. This turns everything kind of Asian, kind of like Art Germ in a way. I don't know. Is the new Crow Asian? Did I miss something? Because Tim Seeley didn't draw him Asian. I don't know. Yeah, I don't feel good about that. G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, number 273. We got two covers to choose from there. We also have Judge Dredd, False Witness, number 2 of 4. One cover to choose from. Then we've got Marvel Action Avengers, number 11. I'm going to pre-order this one just in case we get a full appearance of a Yellow Hulk in this, because there's a cameo in number 10. So I'll pre-order it. We'll see. We won't see the full appearance of Yellow Hulk for 32 issues, and it'll come up in like a Mortal She-Hulk or something. Sorry. Two covers on that one? There you go. My Little Pony Transformers. You heard that right. My Little Pony / Transformers. Number 1 of 4, two covers to choose from. This is James Asmus and Ian Flynn, along with Jack Lawrence. So this is when Queen's... I was going to say a different word. Chrysalis casts a spell looking for more changelings. Is that what that's supposed to be? She accidentally interferes with the malfunctioning space bridge. What's this mean for our favorite fillies? Ugh. There are suddenly a bunch of Autobots and Decepticons in Escordia. Nope. Equestria. Escordia? What the fuck is wrong with me right now? And as the dust settles, Rarity and I don't know these goddamn made-up fucking guys. Fucking happy names. I don't know what My Little Pony is. I mean, I obviously know what My Little Pony is, but even having a little 6-year-old girl, like, I don't know what the fuck My Little Pony is. So, Transformers guy or not, I'm not gonna buy into this one. But I'm not judging anybody who does by any means. Huh. Oh, we actually have some Dark Horse. Ooh, alright guys, important stuff here. We've got the Alien Original Screenplay. So this is gonna be a 5-parter. From Dan O'Bannon. I know that we saw the Alien 3 original screenplay by William Gibson, but this is the Alien original screenplay. Alright, so at this point in time, you may or may not be aware, I don't know. Marvel now owns rights to Alien and Predator comics. So, with that being said, this will probably be the last Alien book you see published by Dark Horse, I'd say, for at least 10 years. Other than the fact that this is a very interesting book that any Alien fan should be on, I think this is going to be an important book historically in the name of comics. So, yeah, there we go there. I'm gonna feel a throat that needs a lubricated. Image Comics, I say. Coffin Bound, number 5, one cover to choose from on there. We've got Firepower, number 1. two covers to choose from on here. So it's going to be a monthly series created by Robert Kirkman and Chris Samnee. The one who wields the firepower is destined to save the world, but Owen Johnson has turned his back on that life. He doesn't want the power. He never did. He only wants to spend time with his family and live his life. But unseen forces are at work to make that impossible. Danger lurks around every corner as Owen's past comes back to haunt him. Anyway. Alright. It's a Robert Kirkman book, so you're gonna jump on it. That actually sounds pretty cool, to be honest. It sounds better than Oblivion Song or some of the later stuff I've tried to read of his. This sounds neat. I like Chris Samnee, so there we go. It's not that I don't like Robert Kirkman by any means. It's just, I don't really get into a lot of his books for very long, let's put it that way. Goddamn Virgin Brides, number 2 of 5. One cover to choose from on there. Oh, I don't know, it's just a 5-parter. Oh, sweet. I'm going to read it in trade format then. I'm still collecting it, single issue. Obviously, it's Jason Aaron. But, no. We've got Ice Cream Man, number 20. Now, there's 2 covers to choose from on this one, but what? It says 4 kids in quotation marks. 1 fish, 2 fish, red fish, blue fish, 3 fish, 4 fish, have some more fish. 5, 6 fish, 6 fish, are you sickish? 7 fish, 8 fish, it's getting late fish. 9 fish, 10 fish. Everyone you love will die, and life is pointless, so why get out of the bed, and you little worm, you sick little insect, with your sad flailing arms and creepy crawly legs. My God, I've never seen such a pathetic specimen. How sad, how truly tragic, Redfish, Bluefish. The Childhood Classic by W. Maxwell Prince. So, yes, the cover B is an homage to Dr. Seuss, and holy shit. This is, alright guys, if you're not familiar with W. Maxwell Prince's brilliance in horror and comic book storytelling, get familiar. Start with Ice Cream Man. Pick up any issue. Just pick up any issue, it doesn't matter. Start with this one if you have to. You will enjoy it. You will. If you like horror. If you're of the faint of heart, you will not enjoy this. Because this dude knows how to make you uneasy, man, that's for sure. And, come on, Morazzo's art, it's just, come on. Next up, we've got Moisey, Mirka and Dolfo Mercy, number 3, that's a second printing, my bad. Well, number 3, there you go, second printing. They're also second printed Negan Lives. Even though, for my shop, we're sitting on probably 300 fucking copies still. So, they're out there. Who the fuck's still ordering them? I don't know. On the Stump, number 4. This is just good stuff, man. That last issue of On the Stump. I know I didn't get the chance to talk about it in an overview episode because, oddly enough, that was really the only book that I found talk-aboutable for that week, so that's why I kind of skipped that episode. It's not out of laziness, it's just out of the fact that I'm not going to force content on you. Now, I probably could have gone on for quite some time if I wanted to about On the Stump, but I still couldn't have created an entire episode with just talking about On the Stump for the most part. Fact is, this is great stuff, man, and I find it to be very, not necessarily relevant as far as political things go, but at the same time, I wouldn't mind it if things were this way. Just saying. Pretty Violent, number 8. That crazy-ass book continuing on. We've also got Protector, number 5. Read that book. I'm not, but, yeah. It's got a cool cover that looks like a quilt. A cool cover that looks like a quilt. Bam. Reaver, number 10. I'm reading the fuck out of Reaver. Actually, I take that back. Reaver and On the Stump are the only 2 books that I found worthy of reading that week. And it was also, to be fair, only indies that week. So there wasn't a whole lot to talk about to begin with. But yeah, I'm not going to keep defending myself here. Reaver's fucking incredible. Issue 8 kind of confused me a little bit because they're throwing down a lot of lore. And I had a screaming baby in my fucking ear. So that was difficult to concentrate on all of that new stuff that we were throwing at. But number 9 was, I mean, perfection. Reaver number 9 was perfect. Let's just put it that way. Reaver number 10, let's hope that the momentum continues on. We've got CX Criminals number 30. Oh, fuck. God damn it. I'm going to need to get me a Mountain Dew. Because Gatorade isn't working. I'm trying to drink Gatorade, stay hydrated, and not die in this 137 degree. It's down to 137 now from 259. But it's still hot any given day of the week. So Sex Criminals number 30 is coming out. There's a sexy XXX cover. Sonata number 12 is coming out, and I am to be understood that show's in development on Netflix. So, just kind of saying. And guys, come on. Brian Haberlin. David Hein. Yeah. Good shit. And then we've got Undiscovered Country, number 7. Admittedly, I kind of fell off on this one. I'm still collecting it. It is on my pull list ongoing. But, I don't know. I think I just need to go through and reread the first 6 issues and kind of get caught up. Because it was just a lot of character introduction and world building and stuff like that. And that does it for the indie FOCs, which are probably the most important. Like, if there's one, if you guys just want to, I mean, I'm not encouraging this by any means, because even the big 2 stuff, it's vital information. But I wouldn't be mad at you if you're just like, okay, fucking, let's get on with next week's books. Because really, pre-ordering the indies is the most important thing. The big 2, they're gonna print books. But with these indies, man, they often underprint. So, very, very important you get in all that. You never know what's gonna be hot these days. And I'm not trying to put the FOMO in you by any means. But I suffer from it greatly, so I just put anything new on my pull list, and I give it a couple of issues, and go from there. So, pre-ordering books, especially when it's a brand new series coming out by relatively unknown creators, it just helps, trust me. So, I'm not done with FOCs, though. We are going to talk Marvel. We're still on the previews world, as far as my FOC information. And the importance of that statement, it's only like semi-important, but it'll make more sense here after I'm done with this. Ant-Man, number 4 of 5, so it looks like they're continuing on with Ant-Man. Then we've got Avengers of the Wastelands, number 4 of 5. This is just a fun book, and I know that something great's gonna fucking spawn out of here. That's beyond the greatness that is already, you know. What a fucker. Black Cat, number 12. That's J. Scott Campbell. J. Scott Campbell drawing Iron Man. How do I feel about that? It's... Alright, I'll get that cover. I like Iron Man. Did I just sound like a fucking halfwit? But there is a fucking sweet variant cover to that too. What is that? Oh, I'm speculating like a motherfucker. Alright, so you're gonna wanna get in on this Black Cat variant, because this is, to my recollection, this will be the first time we see Black Cat and the Iron Man-esque type of armor that's been fitted for her in a cover. I haven't seen that yet. And Scan, or Scon, as they like to be called, kills it with that. Oh man, like the purple. Ooh shit, I'm gonna be getting a couple of those. And then we've got Captain America number 21. That fucking, I mean, yeah, we got Alex Ross A cover, but through 21 issues of Alex Ross doing Captain America, how many times can I, go, oh, that's really good. However, Patrick Zurcher on this Zombies cover, I'm a sucker for a lot of line work, like really small, wispy lines. And, Patrick Zurcher kills it on this zombie cover. That is incredible. Carrying on. Deadpool, number 6. Kelly Thompson. Oh, yeah. All right. So I had Kelly Thompson back on the podcast not too long ago, and I do believe this is the issue that she was talking about, that Jeff the Land Shark is going to be fucking shit up with a knife. Just saying. If you're a Jeff the Land Shark fan, like I'm a Jeff the Land Shark fan, you're fucking excited for Deadpool number 6. Not to mention, it's been a great fucking read. It really has been a great read. It's kind of a shame we lost Chris Pachalo, but I'm not taken away from Kevin LaBranda by any means, because it's all been good. Chris Pachalo is just expansive. As Kelly Thompson explains on the podcast. Go through and find the Kelly Thompson podcast and listen to that. And there also is a fucking sweet Zombies variant on this one too. So, that's cool. That's cool. Who did it? I forgot to tell you that. Koi Fom. Doctor Strange, Surgeon Supreme number 6. I'm continuing to collect Doctor Strange, but admittedly I kind of fell off of it, so it is automatically on my FOCs. Pull list. Empire number 4, and that wraps up the FOCs from Marvel. Now, I've got to scoot websites. I got to go over to unknowncomicbooks.com to get my FOC information for the 13th for DC Comics, because as you may or may not know, I'm sure you know by now, DC does not play nice with American Diamond anymore, so they're not going to preview their books, obviously. So, I got to find an outside source from Previews World. And guess what? UnknownComicBooks.com gives me that. UnknownComicBooks.com does not pay me to say any of this. I'm just saying they're the easiest source for me to find when I Google DC FOCs July 13th. First things that pop up, and then make my search very easy. So, we've got Batman number 96. This is where the Joker War begins. There's two covers to choose from there, one of which being a beautiful Francesco Mattina cover with Catwoman. Oh my god. Then we've got Batman The Adventure Continues, number 3 of a 6-parter. I did just jump on that. Mostly for speculation's sake, because there was a first appearance in the second one, but also it took me 2 issues because I didn't realize that it was Batman Adventures Part 2. So, next up, we've got Dark Knight's Death Metal Legends of the Dark Knights number 1. I know that's a mouthful. You're going to want to order this book. Probably multiple. It's got important stuff in it. I know that, because I know things. It's got important stuff in it, it's going to blow the fuck up, so whether you're a speculator or whether you're just somebody who likes to hold on to history like myself, and when I say like myself, at this point, I kind of go into both realms, because on account of the auctions I do now, so I have to be on the lookout for that. By the way, shameless plug, auctions on Mondays and Thursdays, you find them on the Cheers to Comics Facebook page, Facebook group. Like and join those places. And 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time, I sell comic books for incredibly stupid low prices. So, my gift back to you, the listeners. And any listener that pops in, please let me know whether you're bidding on something or not. And I'll make it fun. I'll make it special. So, there we go. Continuing on. Legends of the Dark Knights, number 1. You're going to want it. Deceased Planet, or Dead Planet, number 2 of 6. You're going to want it. 2 covers to choose from there. Francesco Mattina. Then we've got Dreaming Waking Hours. So, this is a black label. What's going on here? Give me a description. Ooh, it does. A new chapter in the Sandman saga begins with an all-new miniseries populated by faces both familiar and new. I wasn't purposely going high on that. My voice just gave out. One of Dream's heaviest responsibilities is the creation of nightmares, the beings that haunt our sleep and turn our thoughts towards darkness. In the form of ruin, the nightmare of catastrophic failure, Dream was certain he'd build his next masterpiece, but ruin can't help but live in the same name, sending every situation into a spiral of unexpected consequences. Unfortunately, Shakespearean scholar and exhausted new mother, Lindy, has dreamed of ruin, and in the process, she's delivered him unto the waking world. Yeah, who's doing this? G. Willow Wilson and Nick Robles. Right on. Lost me at G. Willow Wilson, unfortunately. Oh no, I exited out. I gotta type in unknowncomicbooks.com again. And just like that, I'm there. Bam. Making things easy. Wait, hold on. Come on. There we go. Back to being easy. Continuing on, we've got, oh, and there's two covers to choose from there. Oh, that's the Sienkiewicz cover, though. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Far Sector, number 7 of 12. Two covers to choose from. And we've got the final issue of Harley Quinn, number 75. Yep, 75 issues. That's a hell of a run, guys. 75 issues. And then they're going to reboot it. There's a cool variant on that, and it's actually pretty neat. It's Punchline. It's Harley Quinn, and it's Frank Cho. That is fucking incredible. That's him doing his Bic work. Oh my god. That is so awesome. That's probably my favorite Frank Cho cover I've seen. That's saying a lot. We've also got Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey, number 3 of 4. This is a prestige-covered black label book. And we've got Justice League, number 50. Ew, hey. I'm into that. And we've got a Wonder Woman, number 1 facsimile. Why is there a facsimile to a book that could be found in the dollar bin? I don't know. Okay, maybe not the dollar bin, but I mean, it's not a hard book to find. Anyway, Young Justice, number 17. Looks like there's two covers to choose from there. And that wraps up the FOCs for the 13th. Now remember, these books are due in to be ordered by the time that your local comic book shop deems that on Monday, the 13th. Books ordered after that or books subscribed to after that, you cannot guarantee yourself. You just can't do it. So, yeah, that does it for the FOCs. I am fixing to take a break here, but real quick before I do, I got to tell you all about Hooked on Comics. They've been a long sponsor of the podcast for, you know, at this point in time. They come to you on Tuesdays and they come to you on Saturdays, Tuesdays at 5 Eastern and Saturdays at 7 Eastern, to bring you some of the best auction action NSCLiveTV.com can possibly bring you. John and Mary and the rest of the gang, they know how to slang books, man. They're good at it, and it's just great pricing. They're great people. I highly, highly suggest Hooked on Comics. You find them on NSCLiveTV.com, the Hooked on Comics Facebook page, and the Cheers to Comics Facebook group is always sharing out their feeds. So, Tuesdays, Saturdays, Tuesdays at 5 Eastern, Saturdays at 7 Eastern. Now, I'm going to take a quick break here. I'm going to leave you with this. I'll be right back.
I'm Harrison.
And I'm Jordan.
And we're the Grief Reader Podcast.
Do you want to listen to the number one gaming podcast on Podchaser?
Of course you do!
Wait, is that us? Did you check that?
There it is!
Comedy, gaming, and movies. Join us every Wednesday on the Grief
Burrito Podcast!
Fuck.
No, I'd panic.
That was
All right. Back for part two. Yeah, this is the part where I talk about the books that are coming out next Wednesday. Next Wednesday would be the 15th of July. Now. I take a break, and then as soon as I hit record again, I start choking. Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Mountain Dew is not a sponsor of this podcast. All right, Vault Comics. We've got Engine Ward number one. Now, what is Engine Ward all about? It's George Mann and Joe Eisma. Earth is an ancient myth long forgotten. Now, the word of the godlike Celestials is absolute, and they rule with brutal efficiency. When Joss, an Engine Ward, discovers and reactivates the head of an ancient Ghoulam. Ghoulam? I've been through this fucking before. I read this on the FOCs. I remember stumbling over that stupid word. She finds all is not as intended. Yeah, no, I'm all about this. It's a new number one. It's Vault Comics. For show. Three covers to choose from there, but one of which is the FOC. So I hope you ordered the FOC. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Heist, How to Steal a Planet, number six. So, yeah. Oh, you know what? Shit, I thought this was going to be a mini-series and six-issuer, so I've been holding off on reading it. Seems to be ongoing. The first issue I read of this was fucking kick-ass. It really was. Next up. From Vault, we scoot on up to Scout. And we've got the elect... Nope, we've got... Oh, let me change my filters here. There we go. It Eats What Feeds It. Number one, Max Hoven and Aaron Crow. So, in this grimy horror romp, Francois, a stunning middle-aged woman, has developed a worsening affliction and seeks a young caretaker to upkeep her lavish Creole mansion deep in the mystic bayou of Louisiana. Kenny, a teenage halfwit looking for a summer job, stumbles right to her doorstep. Free rent, free meals, high pay, easy work, and a provocative boss. What's there for Kenny to refuse? Well, there's the blood-covered kitchen spilling all over the raw meat and the bolt-locked, steel-plated attic door he's restricted access to. Are these red flags worth the risk of missing out on a wild summer romance? Dude, 1,000% yes. 1,000% yes on this. That just sounds incredible. Owen Murder, Hobo, Beaten, Broken, and Buggered. Alright. This sounds awesome. Who's drawing on this? This art style seems very familiar. Jason Lynch. It's very... kind of Rick and Morty like. Kind of Adventure Timey in a way. I don't know. Joseph Schmalke writing it. In the lands of high adventure, brave bands of heroes undertake dangerous quests in search of fame and fortune. The exploits of these fearless explorers, who dare delve into the deepest of dungeons, will be sung about by the bards for eons. This is not their story. No. This is a tale of what happens when ill-intentioned groups of would-be adventurers recruit the wrong kind of hero. The dreaded murder hobo. Selfish assassins who thrive on illicit acts of unprovoked bursts of violence. These agents of chaos can foil even the best laid plans. Follow the exploits of Drunko and Nympho, a pair of murder hobos with different methods, but the same goal, to keep the loot all for themselves. 1,000,000,000% yes. All about this. I really, really hope that I pre-ordered this. Anything that has the word hobo or murder in the title is usually going to automatically draw me to it. But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I hope I ordered the fuck out of that. And then I've got Wretches back on my pull list. I fell off for just one issue. I read issue one and thought this is super cool. This is going to be a 6-issue miniseries worth checking out. Turns out, it's ongoing, and Netflix is making this a thing, so I'm way the fuck back on this. I need to catch up. James E. Aroche and Salo Farias. So, yeah, man, this is just good stuff. It's fun. It's just fun. Scout bringing the fucking thunder this week. Bringing the thunder. From Scout, we go to Oni. And we've got Rick and Morty Go to Hell, number 2. So this is actually an ongoing. This isn't a Rick and Morty Presents type of situation. This is, in fact, an ongoing. And I kind of... I miffed it on adding this one to my pull list. Because I don't have any Rick and Morty on my pull list anymore. Or maybe I will with Bird Person. That's probably just a one-shot, though. From Oni, we go to Antarctic Press. It's the Antarctic. Where the fuck is it? No, it's on here. There it is. Off-world. Sci-fi. Double feature. Number 1. Number 2. Is what I mean to say. Alright, cool. CJ Hudson and MLS Weech and Igor Wolski and Colin Fogel. That's a neat costume. No sensors? I mean, I guess... you're just gonna have to see for yourself. I don't have words. Okay, I'll say it. Nipple. There you go. I mean, it's kind of there. Aftershock. We've got Artemis and Assassin, number 3. I'm not reading this one, but for those of you that are, here's your reminder. And then we've got Undone by Blood, number 4. So, wow, that's already on number 4. Jesus Christ, I feel like this book just came out. There you go. That's Aftershock. Now we don't have Action Lab. We've got Boom. Faithless, number 2. Yeah, there's some sexy covers there for sure. Jesus Christ. Even cover, I mean... Golly. Jim Henson, Dark Crystal Age Resistance, number 9. 2 covers to choose from. And we've got The Mightiest of Morphin, Power Rangers, number 51. 2 covers on this one, with one of which being a foil or wraparound variant, and that's Rita holding the Green Ranger's helmet. And we've got Once in Future, number 9, as well as Red Mother, number 6. So those are your Boom books. And almost literally with this Faithless too. Like, those are definitely Boom Boom books. They're doing Boom Boom right on the cover. Continuing on. How fucking old am I? I'm in my 30s? IDW Publishing. We've got Disney Comics and Stories, number 13. We've also got Snake Eyes Dead Game, number 1. Definitely gonna be all up in this, because I hear that there's some characters to choose from, some new characters coming about. So I'm distracted by the fact that they actually let Rob Liefeld do 2 covers. Both covers. Ugh. Star Trek Deep Space 9, Too Long a Sacrifice, number 1. 2 covers to choose from there. We've got Scott Tipton and Denton J. Tipton, along with Greg Scott. Alright, we've got a Data. It's some Data. Data, if I've ever seen one. Or is it? I don't know. No, never mind. I don't do Star Wars. Or Star Trek. Oh my gosh, did I just do that? I do Star Wars. I don't do Star Trek. What is going on there? I don't know what that is. Constable Odo. Okay. Alright. So apparently Constable Odo looks like Data if his face melted. Right on. Star Wars Adventures, number 32. 2 covers to choose from there. Then we've got some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the ongoing series, number 106. 105 was fucking badass. And it's definitely setting up some shit. For sure. And then we've got a little four-parter in the Transformers universe, not involving little ponies that... Transformers 84, Secrets and Lies, number one. Set four-part series. Two covers to choose from there. What the fuck? There's a little fucking idiot outside blowing a goddamn whistle. Fucking choke on it. Image Comics, 20XX, number five. And then we've got Die, 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 number 11. And then we've got Family Tree, number 7. You know, I'm kind of just flying through these because I'm not really reading any of them. I did actually read issue 1 of Family Tree, and I'm regretting that I didn't continue on with it because I picked it up on a whim, and I bought it off the shelf. I didn't pre-order it, so I guess after I read it, I just assumed that I had pre-ordered it, and then when issue 2 didn't show up and there was none on the shelf for me, yeah, it's a bummer. So, yeah, Family Tree was really cool, though, from what I have read of it. And then we've got Gideon Falls, number 23. It was Jeff Lemire and Sitch. Let's see. What are they doing here? An Image Giant Size Artist Proof Oblivion Song, number 1. Okay, $20 price tag on that. It's a little ambitious. Ludocrats, number 3 of 5. Issue 1 was fucking crazy. One might even say ludicrous. Moonshine, number 19. That's happening. And then we've got Old Guard Force Multiplied, number 5. I guess that's really popular. But Image has a big milestone book. And we've got the 250th issue of Savage Dragon. This is a 10-page or a $10 book, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 covers to choose from. One of them is a blank. One of them, well, we just won't talk about. But, I mean, 4 of them for show. 4 of them got some pretty, you know, cool art on them. One of them, though, ugh, I don't like that guy. Ugh, I don't like that guy. Nope, record's not broken. I just really don't like that guy. That does it for the indies. Not a whole lot on my pull list, but there's definitely some number ones that I'm intrigued on. Fish out. Now let's move on into the big two. Let's see what we have coming out here. Does Marvel have anything? Marvel has some stuff. We've got 2020 I Wolverine, number 1 of 2. So, peep game. Go back and read What If, X-Men, whatever, what was it, fucking, I don't know, it's got a super bright, colorful cover. fuck, it was the last What If, it just had some weird, I don't know, it's the first I Wolverine, essentially, and yeah, he's playing a part here in the Iron Man 2020 event, so I'd be all about that, yo. Amazing Spider-Man, number 44. Two covers to choose from there. Is that a zombie? That's a zombie. Only because Rhino's on it in the, like, very distant background when I pick up this book. And even then, I don't... Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Tony Daniel. But I don't really sense a... zombie vibe on this at all. Like, where... Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting zombie out of this. I'm just getting Spider-Man fighting some angry rogues. That's all. I'm just saying. Looks like they're gonna have, like, a hidden variant, too. I don't know. We've got Avengers, number 34. Oh, dude, I'm so fucking pumped for Avengers. Moon Knight, enough said, right? I didn't mean to make that rhyme. We've got Captain Marvel, number 17. Oh, yeah. Possible first appearance taking place in there. Two covers to choose. Oh, I see what they're doing. The on sale Wednesday. That's literally what the cover is. It's a jab at DC. They're printing... Wednesday variants. That's what that is. It just says on still Wednesday. That's essentially them saying, not on Tuesday, DC, you kicks. Conan, Battle for the Serpent Crown, number 3 of 5. Two covers to choose from there. And now Empire officially begins. Empire, number 1 of the 6-part earth-shattering series. We'll see. We'll see. I'm skeptical. But I've heard good things so far. So I hope it's good. I hope it's good. Just give me good. I don't need great. I don't need War of the Realms. Give me okay. Give me okay. Give me something that matters more than anything. And 62,487 covers to choose from there. In the most marvelous of fashions. Jesus Christ. Fantastic Four, number 21. 3 covers to choose from there. We've got a Wednesday variant and a Marvel's Zombies variant. What's going on here? We looking zombified? I mean, how do you zombify the Hulk? Or the Hulk. Jesus Christ. I'm going to punch myself in the face. Sorry. I got you. The Thing. Yeah, apparently you don't really. However, the zombification going on for fucking Mr. Fantastic is out of this world. That is, I love that. That is great. That is a great cover. Man, maybe the best zombie cover so far. And let's see. Oh, there's, Jesus Christ, so many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 fucking covers for that book? 5? You're going to give me 5 covers for Fantastic Four, number 21? What are you, fucking Dynamite? Ugh. I get it. We're theming covers right now, but... Oh, man. Giant Size X-Men Magneto. 3 covers to choose from. Oh, we're back with Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Super stoked for Guardians of the Galaxy. 3 covers to choose from. What's this zombie variant look like? All right. That's actually pretty good. Miko Suyon. I've never seen Miko do color before. I prefer grayscale for Miko, but that is still absolutely out of this world. That's amazing. Right on. And then we've got Immortal Hulk number 35. I thought 34 was probably one of my favorite issues of the run so far, so hopefully 35 picks up at that pace. We've got Spider-Woman number 2. And let's see. Hawthorne villain variant. What are we... 4 covers for Spider-Woman. I guess we really can't count the Wednesday variant one, but still. I mean, it's her versus Juggernaut, which is always going to be cool, but... what is the theme there? Villain variant? Okay. The zombie one's cool. Ben Oliver kills it on that zombie. Ben Oliver has so many different fucking styles, man. It's hard to pinpoint his art. And we've got Strike Force number 8. All about that. They didn't even give that one a Wednesday variant. Jeez, no love for Strike Force. And then we've got Venom number 26. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All about this book. Super pumped for fucking Venom. Super pumped. And that wraps up Wednesday's releases for Marvel. Now I've got to go over to leagueofcomicgeeks.com to bring me the DC books coming out next week. We're going to start with, and these are in no particular order, apparently. I haven't figured out that they're, wait, hold on, issue sorting, most pulled. How about alphabetically? No. I don't go fucking whatever. Alright, let's just start with Nightwing. We've got Nightwing number 72. Stoked on Nightwing. We've got... Actually, I'm really stoked on Nightwing 72, to be perfectly honest. Then we've got Justice League number 49. I've got to catch up on Justice League. That one week that it misshipped really threw me off. I've got Aquaman number 61. And then Teen Titans, number 43. It's disappointing how few DC books I'm actually subscribed to. I am subscribed to Strange Adventures, but I'll be reading this one once it hits that 12-issue mark, and then I'll just buy it again and trade. and then do that. All right, now Dark Knight's Death Metal number 2. This book gonna be hot, guys. And I mean hot. I pre-ordered 3 or 4 of them. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be big. Just saying. Catwoman number 23. Alright, cool. Not reading Catwoman, but there you go. Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen. That 12-parter will be coming to an end. And then from the Hill House Comics and the Black Label, we've got Daphne Byrne number 6. That's coming to an end, I believe, and that's coming close to wrapping up all of the Hill House books right now. And then last but not least from DC, we've got Metal Men number 8. So, yeah, this is Dan DiDio still continuing on to write comics for DC, even though he was fired. But, yeah, the script was probably already finished. What are you going to do? Guys, that wraps up next week's books, the pull list priorities for the week of the 15th. Remember to get your FOC orders in on the 13th. I cannot stress that enough. That's so important. It really is. What's also equally as important is leaving 5-star reviews and sharing out this show and telling another comic book friend of yours. You know, maybe you don't know that they listen to podcasts. Maybe you're just like, hey, this guy fucking comic books. You want to hear some fucking idiot talk about comic books? Check out your... And it's that easy. See, I just did it. It was that easy. Didn't even have to think about the sentence. Just leave 5-star reviews, guys. Let's get this podcast shared out. Let's let the masses know I'm fucking here to bring you the knowledge, man. The info. Make sure you guys don't miss out on anything. Also join Patreon. Patreon.com/CheersToComics. My patrons. Oh, I love you so. I will be posting an episode. I just talked with a feller that worked on some Deceased. Mm-hmm. So I will be posting that episode up early and ad-free within very, very, very soon, actually. Very soon. And only patrons will be able to access that episode until I decide to air it for the public. Who knows how long I could wait on that. You never know. I'm a fucking lunatic. So, guys, support your local comic book stores every way you can, and that is ordering books, pre-ordering books. It's the safest thing. It's the safest thing to keep them going, making sure books are in your hands. Can't stress that enough. Now, I am going to ask you slods to read responsibly. Cheers, fuckers.
Hi, you're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.
This is Mark Russell, and you're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.
Hey, everyone, I'm Monty Michael Moore, and this is the Cheers to Comics podcast with Brian Wayne.
This is Drew Zucker. You're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.